AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The message today to visitors at Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina is to stay away. A student was shot and killed early this morning. Another student was injured. The search continues for the gunman. This was homecoming weekend at the historically black school. A Russian official says the Russian jet that crashed after taking off in Egypt broke up in high altitude. The AP's Vladimir Isachenkov reports there is a lot of speculation about what that could mean.
Some people say that a possible reason which caused the plane to suddenly plummet very quickly from its cruising altitude could be a bomb on board. Some other people theorized it could be a sudden malfunction of some key systems on board the plane. Although in the absence of any evidence given by officials, it remains just a speculation.
All 224 people on board were killed. Some of the dead are expected to be flown to Russia later today. No charges have been filed yet in New York against the driver accused of hitting and killing three people as they were out trick-or-treating in the Bronx. Police are looking into the possibility the man may have had some kind of medical issue. Christina DeJesus was a witness.
All of a sudden, I heard the boom, and the car literally, jumped over a parked car and flew into the gate, hitting a bunch of people.
She spoke to WABC-TV. Health officials expect more people to get sick by E. coli linked to Chipotle restaurants in Oregon and Washington. Three people in Portland, Oregon, 19 people in Western Washington have gotten sick. People who heard of the outbreak over the weekend may have gone to the doctor, and new cases may be reported to the health department. The U.S. Episcopal Church installed its first black presiding bishop in an elaborate ceremony at Washington's National Cathedral. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry succeeds outgoing Bishop Catherine Scorey, the first woman on the job. This is AP Radio News. The new Speaker of the House wants to clean up the House.
Ryan, in an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, says Republicans have to provide stronger leadership.
We've been too timid for too long around here on ideas. We've been bold on tactics, but we have been timid on ideas, on policies. That is where we need to go.
Ryan says he would like to work with President Obama, but he doesn't trust him because of his bypassing Congress on a number of issues, including immigration. The one thing he wants to clean up right now is his new office, which Ryan says smells of cigarette smoke from former Speaker John Boehner. Tim McGuire, Washington.
People are streaming into cemeteries across Haiti, bearing candles, food offerings, and bottles of dark rum to mark the country's Voodoo Festival of the Dead. At Port-au-Prince's National Cemetery, priests and priestesses dressed in white gathered around a blackened monument that is believed to be the oldest grave. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.